So now just find a position that you can stay in for a while. Maybe move a bit to the left and the right until you find the best position with your spine completely straight. And you can hold your hands on your knees. You can also hold your right on your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. Make sure there's always a little bit of space in between your body and your arms. Now just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out deeply. And when you breathe out, you really try to arrive here, in this room, on this cushion or chair. And especially at this moment, really try to be here now. Really be present. And just observe your body. How does your body feel at this moment? Go inside and feel your heart beating. All the energy in your body, liveliness in your body, sensations and feelings in your body. Focus on the left side of your face. Become aware of the sensations, energy in that part of your face. Switch to the right side. Crown chakra. Back of your head, your neck. Upper back and lower back. Focus on your shoulders and your arms. Hands and fingers. Zoom into your hands. Become aware of the energy in your hands and the warmth in your hands. Your precious hands. your stomach and your belly. And just observe, how does your belly feel at this moment? And what's the energy like? Focus on your lower body, become aware of how you sit, connection with the cushion. Upper legs, lower legs, your feet and toes. Check if your body is completely calm and relaxed. If there's still some tension, try to calm it. Try to relax it. May you awaken a positive motivation within yourself for today. So just think again. Why did you come here? What would you like to experience? What do you want to learn? Also positive motivation for this meditation. I'm sitting down, meditation, to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the spiritual path. And think of how in this room we are surrounded by all the beautiful Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In the form of tankas, statues, and also the words of the lamas that have been teaching here still resonates in this room and in this building. So now to them you can take refuge. Sangye chirang tsoki chaknam la jang chu padu dag ni kyab su chi dag I jin sogi pesunam ki drola pensi sangye drupa shuk. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Fino all'illuminazione prendo rifugio in Buddha, Dharma e Sangha. Tramite la pratica della generosità delle altre perfezioni, possa al più presto ottenere lo stato di Buddha per beneficio di tutti gli esseri senzienti. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the bliss of higher rebirth and liberation from samsara. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity and thus being free from attachment and anger that holds some close and others distant. Visualize the most beautiful sky around you. Beautiful, bright blue sky. And you are sitting in the midst of it. Very relaxed, very open. Everything is good. Everything is fine at this moment. And at your heart appears the white syllable Ah, made of this bright, sparkling white light, spreading out in all directions. Really try to feel this Ah in your heart. Be with this letter Ah in your heart. You see it slowly transforming into a flat, round, white moon disc. And at the center of this round moon disc appears the green syllable Tam, standing upright. And the Tam is the essence of Tara's blissful, omniscient mind of wisdom and compassion. And around the Tam appears the letters of the mantra Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha, also in green. Slowly they start turning clockwise. And from the Tam in the center, rainbow-colored lights appear. Rainbow-colored light beams that radiate in all directions. And this rainbow light really invites, invokes Tara to appear in the space in front of you. So suddenly there she is, this beautiful green Tara, seated on the most gorgeous lotus. Really try to visualize a very three-dimensional, very vivid. Like the lotus is very fresh, multicolored. And the petals are slightly moving in the wind. And in the heart of this lotus is a sun and a moon disc that Tara sits on, with a beautiful body made of this emerald green light. Her left leg is drawn up in, and her right leg slightly extended. Right hand rests on her right knee in a gesture of giving. And her left hand she holds at her heart in a mudra of refuge. And in it she holds the stem of a blue lotus flower that blooms beside her left ear. She wears these beautiful scarves, clothes of a princess in old Indian times, made of gorgeous fabrics, like brocades, and also these scarves float slightly around her. They're vivid. And if you look at Tara's face, you see that she's got this beautiful, youthful face with a gorgeous smile, full of compassion. Her eyes are long and narrow, her lips are cherry red, and the earlobes are long. Tara also wears beautiful jewelry, a golden crown in her hair, her dark blue hair. The crown has 5 gemstones, 5 colored gemstones. Tara wears golden earrings, 3 necklaces, armlets, bracelets, footlets. And really try to visualize this very, very strongly. As the omniscient mind and great compassion and power of all the Buddhas are manifested in this female aspect of Buddha Tara. And through her power she liberates sentient beings from suffering and leads them to the peerless happiness of enlightenment. Around Tara suddenly appear all her 21 aspects, 21 Taras. So really fill the sky in front of you with all these Taras of different colors. Most of them are peaceful, but some of them have a semi-wrathful or a wrathful expression. All aspects of the green Tara in the center. You can also visualize other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the sky in front of you. And you are just sitting here in front of them. Behind you are all other sentient beings, the ones that you love, that are close to you, but also people that are unknown to you, and even your enemies. Also, all animals are there. You can imagine that you're leading all of them. When we listen to the prayers, to the Taras in front of you. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech and mind, and present clouds of every type of offering, actual and mentally transformed. I confess all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time, and rejoice in the virtues of all holy and ordinary beings. Tara, please remain until cyclic existence ends. And turn the wheel of Dharma for all sentient beings. I dedicate the virtues created by myself and others to the great enlightenment. And as we listen to the homage to the 21 Taras recited by Pano Rinpoche, you could think that with these praises to the Taras, all obstacles are removed, both from yourself and other beings, if you want, you can make the following requests to the 21 Taras in front of you. May every living being who merely hears, sees, remembers, touches or talks to me immediately be purified of all his or her problems and their causes. The three poisonous attitudes rooted in the ignorance that does not realize the nature of the self or of phenomena, and the ignorance that does not understand the cause of happiness or of suffering. May they attain temporal happiness as well as ultimate happiness. And may I be able to lead them to the peerless happiness of enlightenment by showing them the various means that are suitable for them, just as you, Mother Tara, guide all sentient beings. One of the reasons that many beings prevents them from gaining higher mind levels is the obstacles that we have, disturbing emotions that we have. So now if we can breathe in slowly and deeply, like breathe in all the inspiration of the Taras in front of us, all the goodness and good qualities. And as you breathe out deeply, you can force it a little. You think that you breathe out all these delusions, all these obstacles, both of yourself but also of all the other sentient beings that are sitting behind you. These obstacles also include all the problems and illnesses and unsatisfactory situations that you and others experience. So breathe in deeply. When you breathe out, you breathe out all these obstacles and illusions. When you breathe in all the inspiration and good qualities of Taras. And when you breathe out, you visualize all these obstacles and illusions as a dirty liquid that flows down in the earth. Because you have this aspiration to really help other sentient beings as best as you can. Tara in front of you and all the 21 around her are extremely pleased and happy. And now their heart opens and you visualize these streams of radiant and blissful green light come comes from their heart and slowly pours into the top of your head, as well as into the crown chakras of all the other sentient beings behind you. And when we recite Tara's mantra in a moment, you really let this green light flow into them and in you. Let it completely fill both your body and mind. This light purifies all the imprints of all destructive actions. It dispels all sicknesses and interferences. And in addition, it brings inspirations and blessings from Tara, and enabling you to realize the entire gradual path to enlightenment quickly. So really try to visualize and feel this strongly when we recite her mantra. Om Tare Tuttare Ture Soa. 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 With each mantra, this green light in your body and in the body of all the other sentient beings is getting stronger and stronger. Tare, 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 tare. tare, tu tare, tu re soa. Om tare, tu tare, tu re soa. Om tare, tu tare, tu re soa. Really try to feel and visualize that your body is just a shell containing bright green light. And the same goes for all the other sentient beings. It gives a very blissful and spacious feeling. And you could think, the most important thing in my life is not to harm others, but to benefit them. Just as I do not wish harm from others, all other beings do not wish to receive harm from me, be harmed by me. And just as I wish every sentient being to help me, to benefit me, also the others wish for me to help them and benefit them. And my responsibility is not only to not harm them, but also to benefit them in every way I'm able. When you go to the image in front of you, you see that the 21 taras slowly dissolve into the one green tara in the center. Beautiful green tara slowly comes to the top of your head, and above your head tara melts into this green radiating light, which slowly dissolves into you through your crown chakra. You really try to feel it. When it is entered through your crown, it immediately lights up your face with this green light and slowly flowing downwards, down through your throat, shoulders and chest. And this green light finally settles in your heart, from where it spreads its light to all other parts of your body. Really try to keep this green light in your heart all day. Your own ordinary body, speech and mind have become separable from Tara's holy body, speech and mind. It gives a blissful feeling. Short long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In a land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chanrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And now we dedicate all the positive energy, the merit that we generated through this meditation. Maybe you can dedicate it to somebody in particular, maybe somebody who is ill, or a certain situation that you are in. So now you do your own personal dedication, and then I'll end with a dedication prayer. Wadi Nyududag Lama Sangya Drukunye Drova Chikung Malupa Kyoki Salagpa Sho Jangchup Samchok Rinpoche Makipa Namge Gyuji Kepa Nyapa Mepa Jang Gungne Gungdu Pelba Sho. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may quickly attain the enlightened state of Tara and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish, but increase more and more. A causa di questi meriti possa io realizzare lo stato di Tara e guidarvi tutti gli esseri senza eccezione. Possa la preziosa bodhicitta che non è ancora sorta sorgere e quella già sorta possa incrementare sempre di più. Now you just take your time to slowly come out of the meditation, maybe by first moving your body a little, maybe stretching your arms, slowly, slowly opening your eyes again.